92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you once again for the precious opportunity to come through these radio waves and this radio broadcast and just allow you and every last one of us that's under the sound of my voice to allow you to minister to us, to speak to us through your Holy Spirit, through these lips of clay, my Father. And we count it an honor and a privilege, Father. But we know that you're just not any type of broadcast, but it's you. Hallelujah. Make it known to us, Lord, what you said in your word. Is you pointing to us, all of us, the golden scepter of righteousness, stating that you and all of us, that me and all of us under the sound of my voice, can come all the way through the gates of thanksgiving, through the course of praise, through the holy place, all the way into your very presence, my Father, so that we can not only hear what the men and women of God say, but what you say about what the men and women of God say. So, Father, here we are, Lord. We take you up on that invitation. You say, come boldly to the throne of your grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. And we count that an honor and a privilege, Father. So here we are. Bread of heaven, feed us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, and we say, have your way in this broadcast today. And as in always, we'll be careful to give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Hey, out there, on the sound of my voice, and know what I call you, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. I ain't just a man of God or woman of God or men of God or women of God, but I say mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Why you say that, Brother Arthur? Because that's what God said about you. Didn't God say, boy, he's standing in the congregation of the mighty? Who you think you're talking about? You're talking about you and me. Hallelujah. Why? Because he made us that way. He made us mighty. He gave us dominion. And our God is a mighty God. And didn't he say he made us just like him? Well, if he's a mighty God and he made us in his image and his likeness, then we mighty children of the Most High God. And then he turned around and said, and he judges amongst the gods. Now, that's a little G God. And he gives righteous judgments. So not only did he call us, man, you know, mighty men and mighty women and mighty children of the Most High God, but if he created his image and his likeness, then we little G gods, not capital G. I ain't saying, now listen, don't misunderstand me. I ain't saying you are God. I say you are an offspring of God. And if you got the same character and nature of God, that means you are little God. Hallelujah. Now, if you got to take the place of the Most High God, then you are in trouble. I ain't say that, you know. I say God stands and he judges amongst the gods. And not only do he judge, and we got to maintain our position. What position is that? Little G God, little offsprings of God, little children of the Most High God, with his character, his nature, that's just like him. And he's God, so we little God. Now you got to be careful because they got some of them out there, man, want to be big G God. Remember what Satan said? I'm going to exalt my throne above the Most High, and I'm going to be more powerful than him. And I'll be a God all by myself, and I'm going to exalt my throne above the Most High. Now, that he's trying to be a big G God, a capital G. You got some folks out there trying to be a capital G God, too. You got to be careful of that, man, because he judges amongst the God. Regardless of whether they're trying to be big G God or capital G God or not, it's still God, man, even the devil. And he's judging amongst him, too. You got to be careful that you don't try to, man, take the place, man, of the capital G God. Because if you do, he judges amongst them, too. And listen, boy, he gives righteous judgment to them who trying to be the Most High God or try to take the place of God or try to be a God all by themselves. Then he says, hey, listen, man, you're going to end up in the lake of fire. You're going to end up in that place, man, you know, Sheol, where God has prepared for the devil and all those who trying to be big G God or capital G God. So you got to stay in your place now. You got to stay in your position. And don't misunderstand me when I say, man, you are God, you know, because that's what the words say about you. You say you are God, and you are offspring and children of the Most High God. But again, you know, in the Bible, when you see the capital G God in the Bible, that's Almighty God. But when you see some little G's, you know, God, and that's all men, all those that's under him and under his authority. As long as you're under his authority, then you are right. Hallelujah. So that's why I say, hey, mighty men and hey, mighty women of the Most High God. That's why I call you Lil G God. And I want to reemphasize this again. Hey, listen, I ain't talking about you trying to be a God all by yourself and take the place of God. No, you stay in your place and you be the Lil G God. You be the little offspring of God with the same character and the same nature and the same functioning of principles as the big G God. Why? Because that's how he created you. In his image and his likeness. And then he said this, and let them, who? The little G God, the little offsprings of God, the mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, let them have dominion. Listen, man, listen, know what dominion is? Sovereign reign, power, control, and influence. And he told us what he gave us dominion over, not one another. He said, but over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth upon the earth, and over all the earth. So he gave us dominion over all the earth and everything that comes from the earth, not people now. We're not careful. We try to rule and reign over people. But God didn't say that. He said, I give you mighty power over man this earth, the ability of man to rule on this earth. For what purpose? So that, man, you can, man, make earth just like him. You know, that's your assignment. Got a lot of people, man, trying to leave earth, man, and get to heaven, man, when, hey, God didn't say that. In fact, Jesus prayed the opposite. Father, I don't pray that you take them out of the world, but that, man, you deliver them from all the evil that's in the world. Then he told us in another place, he said, listen, now I'm going to go, but you occupy. You occupy. Occupy what? Your position here on earth. Glory to God. So what? So that you can maintain, man, your original assignment. What's your original assignment? To establish the world that God put up on the earth, the original world. Glory to God. I'm going to quote a scripture, and then I got my son-in-law on here with me once again. And like I was sharing with him, sometimes, boy, you know, when at them horse races, boy, them horses all be behind a gate. And man, when them people say open that gate, boy, them horses take off running, man. That's how it be, boy, when I come on this radio broadcast or when I'm ministering in any kind of way, boy. One man, my brother over there, man, at the radio station, tell me, okay, Pastor, you all, boy, like, boy, the gate over, boy, and I take out running. Oh, Lord, just like the heart to do. And boy, before I know it, man, my time be over with, man. And it seems like I just been on here about 20, 30 minutes when it's been over an hour, man. That time my brother got to cut me off, because boy, I'll be gone. I'll be just like them horses. So I want to take my time and better manage that, you know, and better control that, because there's a protocol to everything that you do, you know. And they give me an hour on this broadcast. And sometimes, man, you know, I go a little bit over, a few minutes over or something like that. But I got to, you know, and I'm praying about that, you know, that, Lord, you got to help me with that. Because, boy, I told you, once, man, the Holy Spirit come up on me and I open my mouth, man, it'd be on then, man. Sometimes I got to go back over, man, and listen to, boy, the broadcast myself. And a lot of time when I listen to the broadcast, I amazed myself. I said, good God Almighty, I ain't know I knew that. Why? Because Jesus said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I knew it because, man, I studied the Bible all the time. I listened to the Word of God all the time for 45 years. And let me tell you something, man, you know, hey, listen, it's on the inside of me. And I remember one time God told me, listen, I asked God, what you want me to do? He'd say, and what you want me to minister? How you want me to minister? Say, all I want you to do is be faithful to put the Word of God on the inside of you. Put my Word on the inside of you. And if you'll be faithful to put my Word on the inside of you, then, man, when it comes time for you to minister, I'll be faithful to, man, pull my Word out of you. So I'm just like Jesus, boy. Whenever I have an opportunity to minister, it ain't me. I can't take, listen, I don't want to attribute none of that to myself. I want to be just like my big brother Jesus. Jesus, when it came time for him to minister, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach this gospel of the kingdom to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty all those who are bound, to proclaim, boy, the acceptable year of the Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, and I like that part, the acceptable year of the Lord. Payment of all debt, cancer, everything that you lost, man, restored back to you. I'm talking about the captives that were in captives all over in prison, set free. Hallelujah. And boy, all they did, man, was just praise and rejoice in the God of their salvation for that whole year. And that's what we proclaim, man, through our ministry, what? The year of Jubilee, what? All your sins paid in full. Everything that you might have been, that the devil might have had up, bound up to, and in slavery to, I'm talking about, boy, set free. Glory to God. And everything that we lost, you know, property, don't matter what it was. Well, in this case, everything that we lost in Adam, we lost our sovereignty, our dominion, our raw power, our joy in the Holy Ghost. We lost the Garden of Eden. We lost the kingdom of heaven, man, on earth that God put us in, man. We lost the presence of the Lord. We lost all of that, man. And Jesus Christ come preaching, boy, I'm talking about everything, man, restored back to us. Everything that we lost, your sovereignty, your dominion, your raw power, your righteousness, your peace, your joy in the Holy Ghost, the kingdom of heaven, the presence of the Lord, and watch this, and the power of the Holy Ghost that was living on the inside of us in Adam. We lost all of that. And through our big brother Jesus Christ, we lost all of that because of Adam, not because of nothing you've done. That's why ain't nothing you can done nothing we can do to regain that. But boy, God so loved the world. Hallelujah. What world, boy? That world that he set up on the earth. The original world, boy. When Adam and Eve were walking and talking with God in the cool of the day, unbroken fellowship, on their way to becoming, boy, what God said about them was, be in my image, be in my likeness, and make this territory that I gave you the earth just like the territory that you come from. Where you come from? We come from hell. We come from hell. Hallelujah. And God ain't trying to get us back up to heaven, man. Hallelujah. Because if that had been the case, we could have just stayed up there in heaven. No, he brought us down here to the earth. So that, man, through us, then he can express and manifest his governing authority, his will, his intent, and his desire. Man, I say this all the time on this radio broadcast. We got to get past our intellect down to our spirit. Man, God wants his kings. He's a king. And what kings do to break the glory of kings manifested, kings, man, want to extend their governing rule and reign into other territories. That's what make them great. That's what make them glorious. Hallelujah. And what God want to do is extend the kingdom of heaven to other territories. That's why he created the universe and the earth. Why? Because he want to extend his governing rule of his territory called heaven. He want to extend it to foreign territories. That's what kingdom do. It's called colonization. And when I say colonization, listen, let me just say something clear to you here, man. Oh, Lord. I'm not talking about, man, human colonization and colonization, man, that people done on this earth, man. I ain't talking about that, man, because that's corrupt, man. It got good in it, it got evil in it. I ain't talking about, man, natural colonization, man, like doing this natural world that we live in. I'm talking about kingdom colonization, glory to God. Because, boy, in this natural colonization, man, men will oppress you. Men will depress you, man. Men will try to rule and reign over you. Men will make you slaves and subjected, man, to their will, which is out of the will of God. So I ain't talking about human colonization. I'm talking about kingdom colonization, glory to God. What is colonization, boy? God extending his rule, his reign, his governing system, man, of his territory. Heaven to a territory that he gave you and I, the earth, hallelujah. So he established that in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. And, boy, I'm talking about what he called it, boy, is a world. Glory to God. So listen, I got going again, man. But let me stop a minute, man. Let me invite you again, man, my son-in-law, man, John Arella, man. He on the radio with me, man. I hope that, man, the rest of my family will be coming on here with me, too. You know, I often give all of them the invitation. And then sometimes they say, well, okay, I'm going to come, or I'm going to come later. I'll be ready next time. But, hey, I don't want them to think, man. I don't want them to be like you remember Jonathan, the prodigal son? He came home. But, man, wasn't it? I don't think the story is a whole lot just about the prodigal son, but it's about the other son, too. The other son say, hey, listen, man, I ain't did nothing. The other boy that did took all this stuff and went spinning away, man, and everything else. And you know the story about the other one. And boy, listen, yeah, the king, the father told the other one, hey, they listen, you could have had a party anytime you wanted to. You could have came on anytime you wanted to. So I get an invitation, man, all the time, man, to my family and everything else. And sometimes they say, okay, we're going to come on the next time, or I'm going to come on later on, or I'm gonna also give them the invitation of the minister. But then, man, you know, let me give this thing over to my son-in-law. Okay, Jonah, let's go ahead, man. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to continue to use us. Just share with the people, boy, what's in your heart.
Thank you. Thanks for always letting me come up and vibe with you. You know how we always get down.
Yes,
Lord. Because we can go for hours and hours and hours.
Yes, indeed.
All right, so before I speak, I love you all. And I believe I can say this for the spirit of our people in our kingdom and all those who are listening, whether they understand their value, their position, their purpose or not. Because at the Sermon on the Mount, when Christ first talked,
mm-hmm.
he was talking to a bunch of people who didn't know him.
Mm-hmm.
And they heard about the kingdom of God. They heard about him. They heard about the deeds and things, but they did not understand the God. So when he first spoke, he spoke to these people in this way.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Mm.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek or humble, for they shall inherit the earth.
Mm.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. So blessed means to be bestowed upon the tools necessary to accomplish something.
Mm.
So I'm going to take that same vibe that Big Bro talked about, and I'm going to do it in my own way.
Mm-hmm.
And represent it and plant my little roots into the ground, stretch my soul to the sky, and use and exercise my own, the will that our Father gave us all,
mm-hmm.
to give blessings to you guys who are listening on the broadcast. So we love you. We believe in you. We're proud of you. We love you. We believe in you, and we're proud of you. Good job with standing up another day, getting out of the bed when you were tired. Good job with answering that phone call that you dreaded from being able to get through. Good job with completing that next task at the job or continuously working without being acknowledged or without the boss telling you, well done. Let you hear it from us who believe in you and your design and what you are. Well done.
Yes, Lord.
Let your hands and your head and your feet be filled with wisdom and everything you apply your hands to work into, you'll profit not only just to you, but to the people around you, your bloodline, your household, the environment, the neighbors, the even both friends and enemies. For we do not war against flesh and blood. Our enemies are not each other.
That's right.
Yeah. And let your mind be filled with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and clear, concise, wisdom to be able to be more effective in all of your endeavors in your life, and let your feet be before you step outside, your path be ordered straight and clear, so everything that you go and you decide to go to, you receive the least amount of resistance, unless God testing you to make you greater. Once again, we bless and bestow upon you all with the gift given to us to give, like a flower pot in a king's garden. We bestow upon you love, faith, hope. Yes. We're proud of you. We love you, and we believe in you. So shall it be.
Yes, Lord.
And let your house be made, your house meaning your name, your whole bloodline, all that is attached to you, as in the covenant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let it be blessed and bless the rest of the world, and let people, let God elevate your house so much to where people will come to you to be blessed through him, so they can too know him through you.
Yes, Lord.
And let that repeat itself for at least 1,000 generations.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So this world that our Father put when he built it, it's really pretty interesting. So you can tell a tree by its fruit. Like, we're going to use a seed analogy. You plant a seed in the ground. If it's an apple seed, it will yield an apple tree. You plant an orange seed, it will yield an orange tree, a pear tree, whatever it may be accordingly. Because he did say he blessed the vegetation, male and female, according to its kind, to bear seed and multiply on earth.
Yeah.
So with that, there's another phrase, another teaching, a saying where Pop said that, when I say Pops, I mean God the Most High, our Father in heaven, hallowed be his name. He said, the spirit of the author flows in his works. So the goal that we want to make sure that you all can understand is how to first identify the kingdom of light from the kingdom of darkness. Because a lot of us can get confused, because the one of the wonderful tricks of the enemy, the spirit, wicked principles, corrupted spirits, and evil principalities that rule over the air, is that they can dress themselves up and adorn themselves and give you the illusion and look as if they are of the light of our Father, but they are evil,
yeah,
and wicked and desire to sift you like wheat.
Amen.
So here are some principles that flow along with the Holy Spirit. In fact, God invented spirit. God invented wisdom, knowledge, understanding, life, truth, grace, mercy, and benevolence. He invented all these things, and his spirit that he left would, through his son's sacrifice, the only one, the only doorway in.
Yeah.
He left a spirit for us to guide us and help us,
yeah,
go along the way. Because, you know, he left the cross.
Yeah.
So when he left the cross, he went in hell, did his thing there, took the keys to death, hell, and the grave, came back and hung out with the folks that spread out around the world, proving himself to be omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent.
Yeah.
And then he left us a gift of the Holy Spirit, and this spirit has a system of things like fruit that grows on it. It's called fruits of the Spirit.
Mm.
So anywhere you can find these fruits, that's where you can usually see and identify that the Holy Spirit is present in those places and in people around you. So listen closely. I'll read it twice just to make sure it's nice. Ready? Okay, here we go. It is Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, which is the ability to continue and suffer long. Like, what do we just say? We're proud of you for doing. You do it every day.
Yeah.
Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness. 23 says meekness, temperance, and then here's a magical thing. It says against such things there is no law.
No law.
So if you're moving, you want to live outside of the law. Okay. There are two types. The kingdom of darkness want to live outside of the law means disorder.
Mm-hmm.
To live inside of the law is to be in order.
Yes.
But here is some good old deals that you can practice in principles, morals, and values to make your foundation solid and strong, to where if you root yourself in these fruits, I guarantee you, you will be outside of of judgment, because these principles are of the Most High God, and He will praise you and edify your house.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We know the old phrase, we say you are what you eat, right? So if these are fruits, and you eat of these fruits, you become these principles, God will edify you and will glorify you and edify your house. Because
yes.
That's what our Father is trying to do. The Old Testament was teaching about God, the New Testament about you.
Mm.
So here we are. We ask the Holy Spirit, before we read it a second time, let's say a quick little prayer. Father, Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak, to see, to hear, to feel, to breathe, to experience this world the way that you designed it, and in all the fancy, flashyful, and wonderful ways that we can adjust it. And give us the ability to sense and to acknowledge you today, and thank you for bringing yourself into awareness to us, and may we use our intentional thought and our intentional awareness to pay attention and meditate on your fruits of your spirit. As we speak these words,
yes,
as you listen to these words,
yes.
Stay with me if you can, or think in your mind or your heart. I know it's not everyone speaks, but say, Holy Spirit, Plant these seeds, so that they may yield fruit.
So that they may yield fruit
into my mind,
into my heart,
into my spirit,
into my home,
into my family,
into my community,
into the state,
into my country,
and through all the world.
Use me.
I am willing.
Ready.
Available.
To you.
For your use.
In the benefit of our people.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay, now here we go. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. Remember, we're listening and we're receiving these spirits. Love. Plant the seed of joy, plant the seed of peace, plant the seed of long-suffering in us, plant the seed of gentleness, how we deal with each other, plant the seed of goodness, may we be good in all our things, our thoughts, speech, and actions, plant the seed of faith. I mean, you know, he has given us the same measurement of faith, but let us really learn to operate in it, to use, draw from it, the substance of things hoped for, evidence of the unseen. Pull from that and manifest your kingdom on earth. And so as it is in heaven, plant the seed of meekness, humility, so that we may be humble with one another and our dinners with each other. Plant the seed of temperance, that we may grow in patience and wisdom, stepping only where we need to step and moving when we need to move, and do nothing without good purpose toward one another. So that we may be found in position where there is no judgment of law, but only grace, mercy, and your light. Now, remember there are two worlds. Every street has two lanes. Every coin has two sides. We are the head, not the tail, so let's identify the tail. Now, joy, despair, depression. Joy, the kingdom of light. Depression is the kingdom of darkness. Love is the kingdom of light. Hatred is the kingdom of darkness. Long suffering, being able to suffer long, is the kingdom of light. And impulsively emotional or brokenness is the kingdom of darkness. Gentleness, the kingdom of light. Bitterness and anger and rage is the kingdom of darkness. Goodness is a kingdom of light. Evil is a kingdom of darkness. Faith is a kingdom of light. Despair is a kingdom of darkness. Meekness, being humble, is a kingdom of light, and pride and arrogance is of the kingdom of darkness. And temperance is of the kingdom of light. Impatience is of the kingdom of darkness. Anxiety. So the disorder. Now, it doesn't mean that we won't get anxious, because, yeah, we should be anxious. I'm always anxious when I get in the house with you. We love it, ready to hang out and vibe with you, you know, because, you know, we don't get to see each other that much, but, you know, life has been pulling us from place to place. But in the car on the way here, I'm getting anxious to come and see Big Bro Arthur, see the pop, King Arthur, you know what I'm saying? Like, so we can vibe and sit down and chill and be in the spirit and then fill this house, like, with these fruits of the spirit, and it happens naturally. It does for people during Thanksgiving, and now it's time for Christmas, and the spirit of goodwill has these same principles in it, but I need you to know, we need you to know where it comes from.
Yes, Lord.
It comes from an original kingdom of light. Mm. It doesn't stop when December 25th is over. It doesn't stop when Christmas is over. You should keep it year-round. Mm. And I guarantee you, if you plant these seeds, if you felt the Holy Spirit calling you to follow through with the prayer we just made and allow those fruits of those spirits to plant root in your mind, heart, your spirit, your family, your home, your community, your state, your country, the kingdom of the world, then I guarantee you, you will be an agent of change for the Most High God. You have already been done, because he said that he knew what you have needed of before you asked. And so we just asked, and guess what? It's already been done. Yeah. We love you. Amen. Amen. What you think?
Amen and amen. And listen, you know, that's our assignment. The Bible says the body edifies itself.
You know? Yes, sir.
And it edifies itself in love, you know.
Absolutely.
And, man, you know, I thank God for you, son. You know, I thank God for you being, man, a part of this family. And say, listen, y'all, let me tell y'all something else, boy. Hey, I got another son. Hallelujah. And, man, you think my son-in-law is anointed. Then my other son, boy, just as anointed as both of us, you know. And this season is coming. You know, he in preparation, you know, right now for what God has even for his life. So you stay tuned, because, boy, this LaValle family and this Rella family, they live, and, boy, God has anointed us, man, to be a blessing to the people of God.
Amen.
So what point was, boy, so that, man, you know, this is our assignment, man, you know, it's to help God people, boy, understand what God is doing, you know. Not what our churches are doing, not what denominations are doing, not what religion is doing, but what God is doing, you know. And what God is doing is reestablishing his original world upon this one earth. Like my son was saying, you know, we got two worlds on this one earth. One is called the kingdom of darkness. One is called the kingdom of light. The kingdom of light is the original world that God set up on the earth, man, in Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2. And in that world, by the way, listen, the word in the Bible, when you see the word world, man, is a Greek word, man, and it's cosmos. K-O-S-M-O-S. And it don't mean the earth. The word world is a system, you know, a governing system, the powers of authority that governs the system.
Yeah.
It's a controlling system. It's systems that influence, man, you know, this earth, man. It's patterns of operations. It's systems that control the earth, you know, systems like the financial system. The educational system,
come
the
on.
Political system,
come on.
The social system,
come on.
The economic system.
Yes, sir.
All these are patterns of operations that governs and influence this earth, you know. And, boy, and so that's the system that we live in now. However, the system that governs this earth right now, in most part of it, boy, is under the kingdom of darkness, of ignorance, of not knowing. Like my son was saying, you know, hey, man, there's one man of love, man, and there's one man of hatred, man. There's one of peace, there's one of animosity. There's one different one of light, one of darkness, you know. Now, the original one, man, was the original governing system and power of authority and controlling systems and influencing systems and patterns of operations that was supposed to control the earth, man, you know. The original one, boy, was the kingdom of light.
Come on now.
That's the one that's found in Genesis chapter 1 or Genesis chapter 2.
Yes, sir.
That's the original kingdom. That's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And God set that up on the earth. And, boy, and when he set that up on the earth, and he placed mankind in that system, in that world, in that cosmos, and he gave him an assignment, a mandate. He said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subdue this whole earth. You know, make this whole earth, man, make the governing system of this whole earth, man, just like, boy, this governing system that I plant you in, boy, sir. Heaven on earth. That's what the Garden of Eden was. Heaven on earth. That's what was going on in that place. It was heaven on earth.
Where again?
On earth. You know, hallelujah.
Right here?
Right here.
You talking about where I'm at?
Where we are. Where they are.
Come on. You talking about at the stove?
At the stove.
Driving to work?
Driving to work.
Oh, man, in the bed?
In the bed.
Ah, yeah, you know, okay.
Over the whole earth.
Over the whole earth.
And he set it up on a spot first. And then he told us who? Mankind.
You.
Hallelujah. That's right. Me. All of us.
All of us.
Yeah. Be fruitful. That means productive. That means, man, produce, man, this whole, produce this environment and this atmosphere that you are in here, heaven on earth, produce that, man, on the whole earth.
Yes, sir.
See, it was on the spot for the moment with an open door into a delightful place, the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's Eden. Hallelujah. Lord, that's where he placed the man in. And from that place, he told us, man, to be fruitful and multiply and subdue, and he cleansed the earth, you know. From that place, from that world, from that arrangement, from that pattern of operation, from that controlling system, from that system of influence, was the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
The kingdom of light. However, you know what happened, man, in Genesis chapter 3. Mankind was deceived. Adam and Eve were deceived. And they got put out of that place. And when they got put out of that place, then another world began to be established among them. We call it the kingdom of darkness.
Yeah.
Now, over that first world, man, you know, God is the governing influence by the power of the Holy Ghost. God is the guard of that world system. But in this other world system that began to set up men on the earth in Genesis chapter 3, the guard of that world system is the devil. The Bible calls him the guard of this world. Well, this pattern of operation, this controlling system that's upon this earth right now, the way things are on this earth now, see, the way God intended for it to be on the earth is just like it is in heaven. But we know it's not like that. Why, man? Because there's another governing system. There's another world that began to be established. Remember, Adam and Eve got put out of the Garden of Eden, out of that world, out of that pattern of operation, out of the kingdom of life, and they found themselves over in the wilderness? That's another world. That's another pattern of operation. That's another governing system. That's another level of authority. Remember, God gave Adam and Eve power and authority over the earth. They took the power and authority and gave it to the devil. And then they found themselves out of the Garden of Eden, out of the presence of heaven, out of the presence of God, out of the kingdom of heaven on earth, without the Holy Spirit. And then they found themselves over in the wilderness. Glory to God, my God. Under the governing influence of the devil now.
Yeah.
Instead of being led by the Holy Spirit, they're being led, man, by the unholy spirit. The unholy, I like that. The unholy spirit. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. He didn't just eat the Adam and then that tree wasn't the knowledge of evil. It was good and evil. So the devil's slick now. He'll preoccupy us with good things.
Come on,
so they got a lot of good things in this world, man, of darkness too. But, man, it's just like, man, it's a deceptive good thing. Just like, man, you do a fish, you deceive him. You put a good bait over an evil hook, and next thing you know, boy, that fish is out of his natural environment that he was born and created to live in. And he finds himself, man, out in the wilderness too, out on the earth. Instead of being in the water where he would created to live in, he find himself out of the water, man. You know how they be flopping and everything all over the place and everything else? What they doing? They out of man position. That's why we have so many problems in the world and problems in the earth and going through this and that and unhappiness and then search for what? A peace and joy and everything else. Why? Because you're out of position.
Yeah.
You just like a fish, man. When you get out the water, man, he's just flopping all over the place. But, man, that ain't how he was designed to move. Boy, in that water, he's just moving just as smooth and even and everything else. But when he finds himself out of that water, man, all chaos, man, all disorder. Man, I'm talking about the Peter Pan, all understanding, man, gone, everything else. And ain't nothing but turmoil and chaos and everything else. And you're like, why could he out of position?
So he's saying like that fish in the water. You take the fish out the water gonna still be the water, but the fish gonna die.
That's it.
So you take a tree out of the ground, the ground gonna still be the ground, but the tree gonna die.
Come on, man.
That's what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying.
So we made from the offspring from God.
Uh-huh.
And then with the word God, is it safe to say that when he say, because, you know, a part of one of the components of kingdoms is citizenship.
Uh-huh.
So if Christ is made king of kings, then kings is the term of citizen, right?
Uh-huh.
But then there are sons of man and sons of heaven, right? And uh-huh. We are sons of man made born from the offspring of heaven. That means God is our species. Ain't that something? So I was just thinking about that. Holy Spirit put it in my heart like, hey, so that means we are a species, and the species comes from the source. He's the source with the resource, but we need the source to survive. So we, like the fish, was made in the ocean.
Uh-huh.
We were made in God.
Huh.
So we come from God,
uh-huh. And
we need God to live, to survive. So they take us from God. God going to still be God, right?
Come on.
But we will surely die.
We're going to be flopping around.
Come
on. That is life, harmony, and chaos. The joy and the peace and the harmony that we were designed to live in going to be robbed and stolen from us. Right? Because, man, you know, you might not understand it, but it's because, man, you know, you've been created. I mean, you were born in sin and shaking iniquity, and you were born in the wilderness outside of the place that God designed for you to live in. Just like a fish, if you get outside of the water that God designed him to live in, and he's going to flip and flop and go all over the place, and then eventually, man, find himself dated. Same thing with you. If you get out of the will of God for your life, if you get out of a place, man, that God has designed for you to live in, man, then you're going to have all chaos. And that's what's happening on this earth today. That's why our governance system, man, is corrupt. That's why our educational system is corrupt. That's why our political system is corrupt. That's why, man, you know, our financial system is corrupt. Our social system is corrupt. Good God Almighty, and social media and all that, man. There's a lot of good things on that, too, but, man, a lot of corruption on that. Why? Because, man, we're out of man's position. We're out of place.
You think it's because they are operating outside of the fruits of the Holy Spirit?
Exactly, man. You know, and that's how you can tell, man, because the fruits of the Holy Spirit is in that place, you know, that God designed for us to live in. Whether that's the kingdom of heaven. That's what we were designed to live in. That's, man, what Jesus, and we lost the kingdom of heaven on the earth. And, man, that's what Jesus Christ come to the earth for. He didn't come to establish a religion.
What did he bring on his shoulders?
He bring a government on his shoulders.
Oh, man.
And listen, not any government, not the governance system of this earth that we live in. Like I say, it got good and it got bad, but it's corrupt, man. You know, I don't care who you get at the president. They can't fix this thing. And man, listen, because there's corruption in it. That's all in this kingdom of darkness. That's in this other world that's up on this earth. And that world, man, is darkness, man. And what you mean darkness? Ignorance. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of the original world. And even though you were born in this world of darkness and born in sin and shaped in iniquity, yet God so loved, man, the world, what? The original world that he set up, where there's peace and joy and the fruits of the Spirit that you were talking about.
Yes, sir.
Well, all that's going on in there. Man, and God lost that. But God loved his world so much, boy, he sent his only begotten Son. And he didn't send his only begotten Son, man, to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved, glory to God. So listen, man, Jesus Christ came, did what he did and everything else, finished the work that God sent him to do, and then he went back up to the place
come on.
Where he was designed to live at, well, at the right hand of the Father. You know what that is? That's in the right position. Know what the right hand of the Father means? You back in the right position again, man. You back in the place, man, that you were designed to live in and to function in. Where is that? The presence of the Lord. And not just only the presence of the Lord, but right next to God. Yeah. Not above God, trying to be a big G, but a little G God, man. Sitting, man, right next to God. Didn't the Bible say, boy, you who were dead and trespassing and sin and born in this world of iniquity and darkness and under the bigger element of this world system, be controlled and influenced by the prince of this world, the devil, man. And then God, Jesus said, boy, thanks be unto God who has translated us out of this kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of our dear God, boy, what has made us, that we who are dead and trespassing and sin, has he raised up and made us to sit together with him, where? In heavenly places. Hallelujah. back in the right position that you were designed to live in, back in the kingdom of heaven that you were designed to live in, back in the presence of the Lord that we were designed to live in, back filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, the ability, like you say, the blessed of God, man, yeah. Bestowed upon us everything that we have need of, man, to fulfill our God-given assignment and destiny. But that's the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost living on the inside of us once again, man. That is awesome, man. Well, I'm talking about we serve a good God. And here's the good news about all this. Even though, boy, there's two worlds upon this one earth, man, you need to know something. Colossians, man, chapter 1, says, thanks be unto God, who has translated us, even though we were born in this world of darkness, and flipping and flopping and all over the place and everything else, trying to find. You know why that fish is flipping and flopping and everything else, man? Because he's trying to find his way back to the water. Yeah. He out of position, man. The only way he know how to live and dwell and be and fulfill life, man, is in that water. So he's flipping and flopping, man. Why? Because he's not familiar with, man, being out of the water. So he's flipping and flopping, man, trying to find his way, man, back to that water. And boy, you know, if you catch a fish and you put him on the bank or in your boat and everything else, he's just flopping all over the place. But if you take that hook out of his mouth and put him back into the water, then, man, he stop flopping. Then he goes back and just swimming, just smooth and easy and everything else, man. Hallelujah. That's more what God is doing in our life, man. So we can stop flipping and flopping all over various, man, all over the world, man, and all over, man. I'm talking about hitting and missing, trying and missing, man, looking here, looking there, and missing the mark and everything else. But all the time, man, God wants us, man, to come on home.
And that reminds me of two statements. Because you mentioned, right,
mm-hmm.
We are born into sin, saved in iniquity. A lot of people say that.
Uh-huh.
But they forget that we were, they have a lot of people in that thing. So if you were born into a place, that means you originate from somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
And in the making of what you were made as, not just where you born into, you were made fearfully and wonderfully by the Most High God. Mm-hmm. And so how do we go back? There's a term, like re, right?
Uh-huh.
Re means to do again as if in the original state.
Yeah,
go so back to the state. Yeah. So when you repeat something, you go back to it and do it as if the first time you did it.
Yeah.
If you redeem something, you bring it back into its original state. So when he say, with the Most High who spoke, Jesus said, he said, hey, repent.
Hmm.
Bring yourself back into the state before you were born into this world of shape of iniquity and sin.
Yeah.
In the top, the highest of places where you were, that where you come from, which there is no higher place than God.
Repent. Come back to the top. Huh?
Come on back to the top. For the kingdom of God is at hand and reach is here.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
the government system, hey, be redeemed. And they say be not transformed, right? But renew.
Be transformed, man. Be not conformed.
Conformed, never, that's the word. Yeah. Be not conformed in the world, but
transformed
by the renewal of your mind. Come on.
Yes.
There we go. Repent for the kingdom of God is at hand.
That's it.
And he wouldn't tell you, ladies and gentlemen, parents, siblings, kids, sons, daughters, cousins, friends, frenemies, whoever y'all are, wherever y'all are, whatever you all are doing, he didn't tell you these things if you were not absolutely capable and able to do it.
Yes, no.
Even the mute can speak out to God, and God hears their call.
That's right.
You understand?
Yes, indeed.
So, yeah, go ahead. Hey, Father, make me new. Take this life, this breath, this everything I am, and renew me.
Yeah.
Help me. Show me the way to repent. What repent means on top. Okay, now show me where. Father, Holy Spirit, show me. Show me. Guide me.
Yeah.
Help me. Come within me and clean house, spring clean. Get the trash out. I'm tired of carrying these hard burdens. I'm tired of being heavy and tired and weak and broken. I'm tired of being depressed and suffering and dealing with anxiety, PTSD. I'm tired of the destruction and brokenness and being separated from people, nervous when I'm around folks. I'm tired of all this stuff. Let me feel comfortable in your space. Bring Eden in my home so
yes.
I can dwell with you
yes.
and
yes.
be like you
yes.
and represent you.
Yes, Lord.
Because wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
yes Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hey,
yes, Lord. Hey, listen, you know, and that's God's desire
and intent and plan and purpose for all of our lives, that we would come back to that original place that we were designed to live in, the presence of the Lord. That's why Jesus did everything he did, you know, the dying up on the cross and everything else. Listen, that's not the goal. That's the means to the goal, you know, and the devil will preoccupy us, man, with the means and have us debating, man, over the means, man, how he died, whether he died, this or that and everything else, what day he was born on, man. Listen, and he'll have us, man, majoring in the minor.
Come on.
Instead of, man, minoring in the major. Boy, I'm going to say that again, man. He'll have us, man, majoring in minor things. Mm. But, man, that's not the issue, what day he was born. That's not the issue, man, what ethnic group, man, that you come out of. That's not the issue. The issue is, man, God don't make but one race. It don't matter what day he was born. That's not the point, what day he was born. What's the issue is he was born. It don't matter where he was born on, man, December the 99th. I don't care what day. That don't matter. It can be any day, man. What the deal is, man, that don't matter. The fact that he was born, that wouldn't matter. And he was born for a purpose. Hallelujah. But this reason was the Son of God, man, born and came into the earth to destroy the works of the devil.
That's it.
And here we are, man, debating, man, what day it was. Come on, man. Listen, man. The Bible says we need to go on from that elementary stuff. But see, that's what's going on, man, in this other world.
Say that.
Hallelujah. See, that's all. Because see, in this other world, it's all the things in the history of man and nationalities and races and creeds and colors and all those things. All that's in this kingdom of darkness. And the knowledge and the information that we derive from man is knowledge, man, that comes from man, what man have derived and developed, man, after they got put out of the Garden of Eden. After they found themselves over in the wilderness. And we're not careful, the devil preoccupies us, man, with gathering all that knowledge. All the knowledge, man, about mankind after he fell. After, man, he was separated from God. And, man, if you have all that knowledge, all you have, man, is the knowledge of this world system that we live in. And it ain't nothing wrong with having that knowledge, man, so that you can know how to really, man, defend yourself against that knowledge. But if you have just that knowledge, man, all of the education and all of the information, man, that we derive through our sense, knowledge, reasoning, man, based upon this world system that we live in, world history, this world history of darkness, and, man, the devil deceive you, man, and have you with the wrong concept and the wrong idea. But what you really need, man, is the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom, the first world. That's what you need. So he don't mind you getting all the knowledge, man, of this world system that we live in. All the information, man, that we can gather, man, from this world system that we live in. So watch this here. All that's of the world of darkness, the kingdom of darkness. And it got good in it, but it also got evil in it. The evil is, man, it'll preoccupy you from getting the real knowledge that you need, what? The knowledge of the first world, the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom. That's why the devil fight that message. That's why the devil don't ever want you to come to the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom. Hallelujah. You know, now you find out all the other gospels of religion, theology, man, theory, and all these other different knowledge that we can derive and have and everything else. As long as you don't have no knowledge, man, of the perfect will of God for your life. Because even in this world of darkness that we were born and trained and conditioned to live in, hey, listen, man, even though, man, God, that ain't, man, what God planned and desired for our lives, even though we was in this world system, yet God didn't leave us. He's right there in the world system with us. You know the Bible says his goodness and his mercy keep on following us. Why? Because he knows what his original intent and plan and purpose and design for our life is. And boy, at the appointed time, God may have fulfilled that promise, the true promised land. I ain't talking about the promised land that he promised to Abraham. Because see, all that like, stuff like that, that's all in God dealing with mankind after they got put out of the presence of the Lord. After they found themselves, man, out here in this wilderness experience right here. And God was dealing with them, and I can say it this way, that was God's permissive will, but not his perfect will. But what Jesus Christ and all of the apostles, all the education, all the training, everything else that we get, man, through, man, everything that have gone on in this world system, man, after, man, the fall of man, after they got put out of the covenant of the Lord, and they got some God knowledge in there, too, because God didn't leave them. He was still there, too. But, man, that's God's permissive will.
Yeah.
But what God wants, man, is you and I to get what Jesus Christ came to bring back to you and I is God's perfect will.
Perfect will.
Glory to God.
Nothing lacking, nothing broken, nothing missing.
Nothing missing.
Come on, man.
And boy, that's what God is doing, man, through the foolishness of preaching this gospel of the kingdom. That's why the devil don't ever want the church to come to the knowledge of death and then begin to proclaim death. Because when we come to the knowledge of death, then Satan will rule over our life. The prince of the power of this air, the prince of darkness, his authority, his control, his influence over our life, his deceptive ways and moves over our life, all that will be broken. And you will come out of darkness into the marvelous light. Remember what Jesus said? First he said, I'm the light of the world. And then he told his disciples, and you are the light of the world too. Why? Because the world is in darkness. All the religion, all the philosophy, all the theology, all, man, the belief system that's in this world, man, that's darkness. I'm talking about all of it. I don't care where you go from. I don't care where you go. I don't care how you look at it, man, the good in it, man, the knowledge of it in it. All that's world history. But man, God, man, it's all right to have that knowledge so that you can know how to live in this world but not be of this world.
Be of it.
Boy, you come to the knowledge of boy, that other knowledge, boy.
Yes,
revelation knowledge. Come on. That revelation knowledge that can only be revealed to you, not through your sense knowledge reasoning, and through your intellectual man development, man, but through, boy, the power of the Holy Ghost, man. The Holy Ghost revealing to us what the will of God is for our lives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's what, boy, we are coming to the knowledge. That's what our Father is doing, not through us. Well, let me say it in a better way. Not, man, you know, by us, but by the power of the Holy Spirit through us.
Yes.
Through who? Those who have been translated, man, out of this kingdom of darkness and his wealth and his knowledge and his information, man, back over into, boy, the perfect will of God for your life.
Amen.
And this is the perfect will of God for your life, that you be in his image and that you be in his likeness.
Amen.
And that you rule and reign, have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creeps upon the earth, over the whole earth. Let me say it plain and simple. It's God's will for it to be in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven.
Amen.
We've been praying it all our lives, but, man, because of our sense knowledge reading, haven't understood the revelation knowledge of it. What? The first petition. Father, let your kingdom come back to this earth. Let that first world come. Let what you're doing come back to the earth.
Amen.
I see what we're doing. I see what religion is doing. I see what man is doing in his attempt to reach up to you, Lord, and everything else, man. But, Lord, nevertheless, Father, let your kingdom come.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because when your kingdom come, your governing influence come, then your will can begin to be done here on earth just like it is in heaven. When your kingdom come, God, hallelujah. And that's what God is doing, boy, through the foolishness of preaching, man. He's reestablishing, man, his governing influence and his kingdom, man, back up on the earth. For what purpose? So that through his family of sons called mankind, it don't matter, man, what race you are. It don't matter, man, what color you are. God ain't got but one race, and that's the human race. That's all mankind. It ain't the black race. It ain't the white race. And, man, I mean, when you look at it like that, man, we start blaming one another, man. You know, and thinking, man, okay, the white man did this to us. Man, this did that to us. He did this to us. She did that to us, man. But it ain't about all of that. Man, you ain't wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rules of darkness and wicked spirits in high places. That's the devil and his angelic forces, man, that, man, he influenced, man, to come down here with him that got put out of heaven. And boy, living here, just like God can't do nothing without a body, then, boy, the devil can't do nothing without a body, too. Just like God need a body, that's why we call the body of Christ. And the devil need a body to establish his kingdom on earth, too. Hallelujah. So he get in bodies, too. And then after he get in them bodies, then he have men, them bodies, men coming against one another. And us fighting against one another. The black people hating the white folks. The white folks hating the black folks, man. All that's division, man. But it ain't about no race. All that's in this world. And I ain't saying you ain't got to deal with it. But if you deal with it, man, from that first world, then, boy, you'll do just like my son was saying, man. You'll walk in love. You'll love your enemies. You won't go around, man, talking about what the white man done or what the black man done. And the white man won't be going around talking about, man, the black man is less than him and all that. Man, listen, if you love the Lord your God and love, man, mankind, as you love yourself, then you'll come to this realization, man. That's the fruit of the Spirit. That's a law in the kingdom. What? The law of love. To love each other, man. And man, let me tell you something. God is doing something in there. Hey, listen, y'all. My time is up. You know, God love us, man. Me and my family, we love y'all. And like I said once before, you know, you've been hearing from my son-in-law, but I got another son, hallelujah. That boy, I'm talking about, I believe with all my heart that God is developing and bringing into a greater revelation. And in his season, man, he's going to be on here with us. And you're talking about going higher and higher and higher. In fact, man, you know, that's the consummation of, man, this ministry right now. So you stay tuned. God has blessed this LaValle family for one purpose, to be a blessing.